Hello everybody, it's me Vidushi Bish, and today I'm gonna be reading chapter 9 of Meet Me in Horrorwood. Chapter 9, The Invisible Dinner. The entire Rattenbaum family was seated around the rickety table in the dining room. Lady Fifi, the triplet's grandmother, wore a dress that was the height of fashion 50 years ago. Now, it was covered in patches. She walked over to Billy and held out her paw for a kiss. An enchanted, my lady, Billy said, giving a clumsy bow. Finally, she exclaimed, it's been years since we had a gentle mouse as a guest. Tonight, we are serving a very special dinner in your honor. Shamley nudged one of his granddaughters. Millie, bring us the menu. Grandfather, I'm Tilly, she protested. Sorry, my little cheese nip, her grandfather said sweetly. You are all so much alike. Tilly handed Billy a tattered menu. Here it is. It's the latest fashion in high society. Invisible dinner. Menu. Invisible dinner. Appetizers, very light crackers, so light they blew away. Cheese ball made of air. First course, seaweed soup from a sea that doesn't exist with memories of pastas from days past. Second course, fillet of rare fish, so rare we were not able to find it, with aromas of forgotten cheese. Dessert, fantasy cake, fantasize your favorite flavor and then imagine eating it. Beverages and an assortment of invisible juices that have no taste. The butler began to serve. Billy noticed he was also the messenger from earlier that day. There was nothing on the serving tray and the dishes remained empty, but the Rattenbaums were excited about every serving. How delicious, the rodents exclaimed every time. Dear Shamley, please pour me some more of that juice, said Lady Fifi. It's so refreshing. Shamley lifted the empty pitcher and pretending to pour something into his wife's glass. Billy was stunned. Who ever heard of an invisible dinner? But most of all, he was hungry. Just then his cell phone rang. Ring, ring, ring. Billy was glad to have an excuse to leave the table. He quickly made his escape to another room. Hello, Billy, Willy, asked the voice at the other end. Creepella, is that you? Billy asked. Of course it's me, she replied. Are you home? How are the 13 ghosts? No, actually, I'm Creepella, interrupted him. It doesn't matter. I'm on a case and I need your help. A case? Billy asked. Right, she answered. This case is very mysterious. I asked the advice of a monster expert, but there's no time to talk. Meet me in front of Horrorwood Studios at the stroke of midnight. The stroke of midnight, that idea spooked Billy, but Creepella had already hung up. The triplets caught up to him, surrounding him. Bobby, Tilly began. Who? Millie continued. Was that? Lily finished. That was my friend, Creepella Wolkacklefur, Billy replied. Do you know her? The triplets began to sob hysterically. What's wrong? Billy asked. Don't mention that flirt, Tilly said with a sigh. She's so unpleasant, Millie said with a sniff. And such so off, Billy said with a sob. Lady Fifi approached them. Did I hear correctly, Count Bobby? Are you leaving us? Billy nodded. Actually, I have another appointment. I have to go to the movie studios. Then I hope you will bring the girls with you, said Lady Fifi. Yes, the triplet cried happily. Billy gave up. He left the mansion with the three girls. They made a quick stop at his house so he could change his clothes. Then they headed towards Horrorwood Studios. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me reading a chapter from Meet Me in Horrorwood. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. This is Vidushi Bisht signing off. Bye-bye.